New numbers from Monroe County show they have another 19 deaths over the last several days and more than 650 people testing positive for coronavirus. As WXXI's Noelle Evans has learned, the county is increasing efforts to get the spread under control.
County Executive Adam Bello says that with the rise in cases, they are expanding their public health operations and offering 100 new jobs to assist with their COVID-19 response team. Bello says that the testing site at Monroe Community College is also expanding their testing capacity to more than 1,000 tests per day.
If you think about where we are in a running race, we're about 3/4 of the way through the race. We can see the finish line. There's a vaccine on the horizon. The success of a race all comes down to that last quarter of a mile. And we are there, and we do not want to stumble at the finish line.
County Public Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza says that the first round of vaccines that may be arriving in a few weeks will likely not be enough to cover all healthcare workers and long-term care residents and staff in the county who are in the first tier of vaccine recipients. In the meantime, Mendoza says that while many people are adhering to the guidelines, many are not. He urges everyone to mask up and avoid indoor gatherings with more than one household. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.